Shyamalan comes to meet his friends. We are continuing our previous shir. The yisod that we saw was that this is the fourth shir, Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halacha Ches. The yisod we saw was that if you have a lav and one does a maisa together with this lav, but the lav is not the maisa, is considered a lav sheinbo maisa. The only way to get a lav sheinbo maisa, if as part of the lav, you did this maisa. If it was a maisa of heder, but the heder is mitzdarif to the lav. The maisa heder is mitzdarif to the lav. Then it's considered a lav sheinbo maisa. But if they're two separate things, the lav and the maisa, it's considered a lav sheinbo maisa. Therefore, example. One takes it, swears he's going to eat a kikar, and he throws a loaf of bread, he throws it in the sea. I did a maisa. He doesn't get malchus. Because there, the lav is the not eating the kikar. We need the kikar no matter what. If somebody shechts carbon pesach, and another person owns chametz, that's considered a lav shema maisa, because the even here, the aveira is on the maisa shechita. And that's why the bialim don't get malchus. Even if the but if you would say that the aver was on the owning of the chametz, he still wouldn't get malchus, because there the maisa, they're two separate things. The maisa is the shechita, and he doesn't own the chametz because of the shechita. Since they're two separate things, he's not getting malchus. Lo sachmud, the iser is the ishtadlus to get the item. The fact that he does a mice in the end, he's not going to, still not going to, of taking the item, he's still not going to get malchus. Because the iser is, the lav is, the ishtadlus. That's the yisod hadvarim. That the mice has to be part of the iser, has to somehow be mitzdarif to the iser. If they're two separate things, then it's not considered a lav sheish bo ma'is. We see this in Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Beis. He brings in the Rambam in Chagiga 1:1. The lav lo yerpanai reikam. Somebody comes to the Azara and doesn't bring a carbon, he doesn't get malchus because he didn't do a ma'isa. I did do a ma'isa. He did the ma'isa of coming to the Azara. And when he comes to the Azara, he doesn't have a carbon, so it's a lav sheish bo ma'isa. So the answer is no. What's the aveira? The aveira is the not having the carbon. And Mimela, just because he came into the Azara, that's the Maisa, but that Maisa is not the Avera. The Avera is not having a carbon. Since the Avera is the not having the carbon, the coming into the Azara is not starved to that, because that's not part of the lav. It's a condition for the lav, but it's not part and parcel of the lav. The lav is not having a carbon. And that is that Embo Maisa. The Imrebina asks, from Shechet Pesach Al HaChometz, there you see that it's considered lav sheish bo ma'isa. The owning of the chametz is the lav, and he doesn't have, it's, that doesn't involve a ma'isa. So the answer is, like the Amar Bina says, that they're the Torah asur the shechita. So it does have a ma'isa, and therefore the shechet is going to be chayiv, because he did a ma'isa. But if the iser would be on owning the chametz, even for the shochet, it wouldn't be a ma'isa, because they're two separate things. There's the doing the shechita, and there's the owning of the chametz. The owning of the chametz doesn't have a ma'isa. And therefore, he wouldn't be chayv malchus if the din was on the chametz. It turns out it's on the shechita. We discussed this in the previous year. And therefore, there's an aveira for the shochet, the zayrik. The person who owns the chametz isn't doing the ma'isa aveira, merely is off the hook. But if the aveira were on the chametz, then there would be a lav shem ma'isa for everybody, because they're two separate things. There's the shechita and there's the owning of the chametz, and the shechita doesn't make him own the chametz. He made it to lav sheinbo ma'isa, if the din would be on the chametz, like we said in the previous shir. Maariv Chayis asks that if a ma'isa heter is mitzdarif, why doesn't he get malchus if he comes to the Azara and doesn't bring a carbon? But like we said, the not bringing the carbon has nothing to do with the bia, the two separate things. The bia is just a chetimtzi. just a tanai for the Avera, but it's not the actual Avera. The Avera is the Yahava. And therefore it's considered Ein Bo Maisa. Because the Bia is something separate from the Yahava, from the not bringing of the carbon. And therefore, there's no kasha from what the Kovetz Arad asks. And Yavam is Tafresh Chav Zayin, he says, the Nikav is Mispayel Makif. He gets Malkus. Even though the Yisr Nikav, of having your head surrounded, the corners of your head surrounded, cutting off the hair on the sides, so there it never has a Maisa. So his kasha is, how do you get Malkus for being a Nikav who's Misayaya? Yisr Nikav never has a Maisa. The mice is always the being the makif. Nikif can never have a mice, so how does he get malchus for being the sayyeh? That's what Rabbi Chanan says. You can look there in Tafresh Chav Zayin. How do you get malchus for being the sayyeh? Right, the aver is being makif, and that never has a mice. The nikif never has a mice. The mice is makif, so how does the nikif get an aveg, get la malchus if he helps the makif? So based on what we said, that's not what the Shagasai is talking about. That doesn't mean because the lav never has a mice. Rather, because the mice has nothing to do with the lav. Sha mice ain't a winyan li ava b'la mice. The actual act is not part of the yava. The not bringing is the aver. The act is something else. But nikav, the misayaya yesh bo maise b'hakof atzma. That's why it's considered lav shesh bo maise. The nikav is doing it. He's doing a maise in the hakofa. By being misayaya, he's doing a maise in the hakofa. You're right, the aver is the is on the makif. By being misayaya, by helping, he's doing a maise in the hakofa. And therefore, it's considered lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And the Shagas Aryeh was saying that when don't you get malchus? When the ma'isa and the lav are two separate things. But here, the ma'isa connects to the lav because the siyua is a ma'isa in the hakafa, part and parcel of the hakafa. And therefore, there's going to be malchus. But it's not as the Kovetz Aryeh understood that it's if the olam ain't bo ma'isa, you can't get malchus, and nikif never has a ma'isa. It's the ma'isa, it's the aver is the ma'isa on the makif is the makifs. Lashon Rabbi Chanan there in the Kovetz Aryeh is Abba Bemisan asking on the Shagas Aryeh brings the Shagas Aryeh that you're not over when you don't have a carbon because the Etzem Isser is the Rekam, not the Bia. So he says that Tzarchia Me'ah the Kaimalan, the Nikuf Shesiyah LaMakif, now Makif Loke. Why does the Nikuf Loke? Vasim Etzem Isser Nikuf Lo'ilam Ein Bo Ma'isa. There, the Isser Nikuf never has a Ma'isa. And nevertheless, Mikom Akum Loke Shesiyah LaMakif. Muchach mizeh, shimav ralis v'shem bo ma'isa, al yidei ma'isa. The nikuf never has a ma'isa because he's the ma'isa aver is being makif. So the nikuf never has a ma'isa aver, and yet he's over when he's misayeh to the makif. So too, gabi nichnas la'azor reikam after gufa yisrem bo ma'isa, nevertheless, harei over al yidei ma'isa. But sof sof, he does this aveira of not having a carbon through a ma'isa of coming in. And then he himself is doiche. Now, the afshel da'as shagas aryeh, dafka m'nikv shesiyah b'ma'isa liyos nikv loike. Avidas ha'azor lo siyah b'zeh shiyah reikam.
the nikuf, he's miseyeh in the etzem ma'iser. Whether it always, it can never have a ma'iser or not. Nikuf can never have a ma'iser because the can never be a lav sheshbo ma'iser because the ma'i, because the lav is the is on the makif. It's not true. It's nothing to do with the fact that it never has a ma'iser. The point of the Shagas Aryeh is that the Maisa and the Lav are two separate things. Not that it can never have a Maisa. You're right, Nikif is always a Lav Shembo Maisa. Because the Maisa is always in the Makif. Doing the act of surrounding the head. That's not the issue here. The issue is that the Maisa cannot be connected to the Lav. And here the Maisa is connected to the Lav. Because the Lav is being Makif, and the Maisa of being Miseyev, of helping, of the Nikov, is helping the Makif to his Aveir. But B'kinisaso la'azara lo siyev is a Shia Reikam. The Reikam is automatic. And the mice is the knisa. And these are two separate things. And he brings an example of pigum. What is mefagel b'shas avod? He doesn't get malchus. Why not? Had he not been doing a mice avoda, he wouldn't. When he had this mashavas pigum, he wouldn't have done an avera. So the mice should be mitzarif. The answer is no. Because Maisa Vodeh in a Messiah la Machshava. When the Maisa of the Nikav is Messiah to the Makif, so then it's considered La Shishbo Maisa. But when the. There are two separate things. The Maisa Vodeh is not Messiah to the Machshava. So therefore he's not getting Malchus from Machshava's people, which is the Aver. They're two separate things. So we have this theme that we see over here. That if it's two separate things, the mice and the lav, and it's not that the mice is helping the lav. The mice might be a tenai for the lav, but not that the mice is helping the lav. So you're not getting malchus if the mice and the lav are two separate things. There are no malchus for throwing the kikar yisroel to eat in the yam, and no malchus for lo sachmot. These are the two separate things. This is the taking of the item. And then there's the ishtadlus, but the lav is the ishtadlus, taking the item to something else. In Amik Yoshua, he asks a number of kashas. He says, look, koine chomis bepesach gets malchus. It's the lav shishbo maisim. The issue is the owning of the chomis. So why should he get malchus? The answer is because it was brought about by the buying of the chomis. So too, when it comes into the azara. Without a carbon. The Avera of being Panay Reikam was brought about by the mice, he should get Malchus. He also asks from the Ziris that the if someone's been Tami himself, he's over in Baal Ta'achar, he's Macher, he's Karbonus, that he was supposed to bring for his Naziris because he can't bring them right away because he first has to go through the whole process of being to tire himself and then start again. So, another time himself is over in Baal Ta'achar, Karbonus, and he gets Malchus, says the Ram, the Tarm 4a. Sorry, it's the Rambam in Zeros 521. The Icher isn't a Maisa. The answer is that he gets Malchus because it came through a Maisa of Mitami, being Mitami himself. So you see that you get Malchus for doing a Maisa that brings about an Isser. You know the Maisa isn't the Isser himself. The Maisa of being Mitami himself isn't the Isser of Macha Korbanosa, and yet he still gets Malchus. He also asks from a kind kalayim. So he writes a makas dalad on the base. The mishkachas le'ed ma'isa oisik edusiva kalayim. He can have a ma'isa when he makes a fence around the kalayim. Even though the isser is b'kiyam she'en bo ma'isa, the isser is being b'kayim, is allowing the kalayim to exist. And that doesn't have a ma'isa, so why should he get malchus for putting the fence up? So he asks from these places. The answer is no. Shagas Aryeh is talking about where he does a maisa. Through this maisa, you have the tenai for the Isser. The tenai for the Isser of Pnei Rekam is coming into the Mikdash. There, it's not considered a lav sheish bo maisa. Because there, the maisa only created the tenai for the Isser. Here, through the maisa, you have the Isser itself. One is kind of chametz, now he has the Isser itself, now he owns chametz. The mice isn't just the tenai for the Isser. It doesn't just fill the tenai of the Isser. The mice brings about the Isser itself. It's like wearing kalayim. And therefore we saw in the previous year that she hears kamaisa. But just keeping it on is the... every time he keeps it on, not enough time he could have taken it off, it's considered another aveira. I, where's the maisa? Then he gets malchus for, where's the maisa? The answer is the maisa brought about the actual aveira. That's just the tenai for the Isser. And also one builds a fence for the kalayim. The maisa together is a maisa in the kiyam. Not just the hechitim for the tenai for the Isser. So it's like nikav. Nikav is misayah, yeah, he's doing a maisa for the yatzim Isser. By building the fence, he's doing a maisa for the yatzim Isser that helps the yatzim Isser from kayim kalayim. When you buy chametz, you're doing a ma'aseh that brings to the etzem iser of owning chametz. Nazir Mitame himself, it's not just the hechetimtzi for the love of Baal Ta'acher. That creates the ichor korbanos. That ma'aseh creates the iser. The ma'acher korbanos. And since the kevan sheichu notar al yidei ma'aseh, it's a lav sheishmo ma'aseh. Now the Turei Evan, Rosh Hashanah, the Dalet Amud Aleph, and Ibrahim Aschut Stokos proves that in a matter that's not a matter of Kodesh, Baal Ta'acher is not Talui in the three Regalim. As a matter of Kodesh, of Korbanos, Baal Ta'acher is Talui in the Shalosh Regalim. But he says if it's Lav Kodesh, then it's not Talui in Shalosh Regalim. In fact, that it says in the Darim, the Dalet, how do you have a case of Baal Ta'acher bin Nazir? What's the case of Baal Ta'acher bin Nazir? The second he says he's a Nazir, he has to be a Nazir. So how are you over on Baal? And if he's over on the Naziris, then he's doing an Aveira. How are you over on Baal Ta'acher and not fulfilling your vow of Naziris? So the Gemara says that it's talking about Nazir's Metame himself bemazed, and therefore the days of Tumah don't count towards his days of Tahara, where he has to bring his Korbanos. So he's being Ma'acher his Karbanos Tahara of Naziris. So it says there, it's talking about where he's Metame himself, Benazid. So the Turei Evan says, from the fact that it says Benazid, we must require Malchus, that in order to be over about the Acher the Naziris, there has to be Malchus involved. He's Metame himself, Benazid. Now, if you're only over after three Regalim, even if he's Metame himself, Benazid, says the Turei Evan, he doesn't get Malchus. Why not? Because it's a Lav Shembo Maisa. Why? Because it's passive. Because three regalim have to pass. So it must be that in midi the lav kodesh like naziris, so it would not be a, you don't require three regalim. Because if you require three regalim, then you wouldn't get malchus. Because it would be passive. Because three regalim have to pass, that's passive. Time passing is passive. And therefore there wouldn't be Malchus. It would be a Lav Shembo Maisa. So it must be the three regalim thing don't apply to Naziris. That's the Turei Evan. But Lechora, what does it matter? What's the difference if you're over immediately when he's Metame himself? Or if he's over after three regalim? In any event, the Ichor Ein Bo Maisa. In any event, the not bringing the Karbonus immediately has no Maisa. What does it matter if it's immediate? The aveira is immediate, or it comes afterwards, still ein bo maisa. The ichor doesn't have a maisa, so why would he be getting malchus? Why is he getting malchus if he's metame himself and maisa? Because it's baal yidei maisa. So just like if the aveira was immediate, like the Turei Evan wants to say, that by naziris, that the aveira is immediate. Right when he's metame himself, he's over on Ichor of bringing the korbanos, not after three regalim. But there, the avera is not being the avera is not being mitam himself. The avera is of baal ta'acher is enbo ma'isa, is of not bringing the korbanos. So why then would he get malchus? Why does he get malchus? The avera is passive of yichor bringing the korbanos. The answer is because it came about as a result of a ma'isa. The ma'isa brought about that he couldn't bring the korbanos, and memela, he's going to get malchus. So Huadin, even if you say that the ichor that by Naziris he needed an ichor came over Galim, there's also going to be malchus because it's Ba'i Day Maisi's Batami himself. So what's this chiluk that the three of them makes between whether the Aver is immediate or after three regalim? They said it must be immediate because that's why you're getting malchus. But after three regalim, you're going to get malchus. Either way, the Aver is ichor karbanos, and that's passive either way, whether it's immediate or through whether there's a three regalim rule or not. Either way, the Avera itself of Ichor is passive. Because you're right, the Maisa being the Tam himself was a Maisa that made him do the Ichor, but the actual Ichor, the actual Avera is passive. So why does the Torah have him say, no. If there was a din of three regalim, Ben Aziris would be Ainbo Maisa. No. It would have a ma'isa because it did the ma'isa being the tam himself. Just like now that he says that it's a miyad, that he's over immediately on ichur, so it's also passive. But he gets a malchus because what brought about that passive avera of ichur was of bringing it later was being the tam himself. So the same would apply to the shel shugalim. Even if you hold that you require three regalim to pass, still he'd be getting malchus because he did a ma'isa to bring about this ichur. So it must be that loisagi ma'ase lasis hechetim sibiser. It's not enough that the ma'ase brings about the hechetim to the means for the yisur. You need a ma'ase in the yisur itself. And if you're over immediately, the etzem pulis hatum is a ma'ase of ichor karbanos of the tahara. Mashenken, if you require three regalim, the ichor of afterwards wasn't created by the tuma. It's a hechetim. In other words, the ma'ase tuma is a hechetim for the ichor. But it's not part and parcel of the Ichor. And therefore, it's considered Ein Bo Ma'isa. Mashen Kain, if he's over immediately, the very act of becoming Tameh is a Ma'isa of Ichor Karbonosev. That's why he's over immediately on Ichor Karbonosev. Because this act of becoming Tameh is in itself brings about the Isser of Ichor. So it's not just a Hechetimtzi for the Isser of Ichor. It's not enough to do a ma'isa to make a hechetimtzi, a means for the yisur, a t'nai for the yisur. But the ma'isa has to be a ma'isa in the yisur itself. And since he's over immediately, you see this is a ma'isa in the yisur itself. The ma'isa being a tame itself, of himself, is a ma'isa in the ichor korbanosa. That's why he's over immediately on ichor. It becomes part and parcel of the yisur ichor. Just like when somebody buys the chametz, that buying of the chametz is part and parcel of the isser of owning the chametz. When one is nikaf, is mesei'a lemakif, that siyu is part and parcel of the ikra isser akaf. We saw before. We already mentioned before the Ichor. The Ichor is not a Maisa, but he gets a Malchus because it comes through the Maisa of being Matami himself. This Maisa of being Matami himself is part of the Ichor. That's part of the Isser Ichor. The Isser Ichor is that he was Matami himself and therefore he can't bring his Karbanos. So the ma'isa is mitzayir to the isser. It's ma'isa becomes part of the isser. You're right, the isser is the ichor. But he gets in malchus because shebali de ma'isa sometimes the etzim isser of ichor comes through the ma'isa. If you would have three regalim, you need the passage of three regalim. So the ichor wasn't created by the tumah. The Yichud was created by the three Rukal and the Tumas is Eichet Timsit. But if the Aveir is now, then the Aveir of Yichud is now, that means the Tumah becomes part of the Aveir of Yichud. And they're not two separate entities. See, the Yisod HaDvarim that we've been seeing, Rabbi saying, is if you have two separate entities, the Maisa and the Aveira, like coming to the Mikdash without a carbon, so those are two separate entities. There's the Bias HaMikdash, and then there's the Yavas HaKarbon. So there you don't get Malchus. Because the Maisa of coming to the Mikdash is a Hechetimsi, is a means to the Aveira, but it's not part and parcel of the Aveira. The Aveira is Yavas HaKarbon, which is passive. If you have a case where the Maisa becomes part of the Aveira, even though it might be a Maisa Heter, the Maisa might not be Usir itself. Nevertheless, if the Maisa becomes part of the Usir, then you're going to get Malchus. And that's building the fence for the Kalayim. The Usir is Mekayim the Kalayim. The mice of the gather is a mice in the kingdom of the Kalai. The buying of the chametz is a mice in the kingdom, in the owning chametz. And Nazir's Mitami himself is not just a hechetimsi for the lab about the acher. That itself creates the ichor. Since that itself creates the Ichor, Kevin She Ichor Notzer Alidei Maisa, since the Ichor was created through the Maisa, it's considered Yeshua Maisa. You're right, Isser is the Ichor, but it's created by Maisa. So as long as the Maisa creates the actual Isser, then it's considered Lav Sheshba Maisa. But if the Maisa doesn't create the Isser, it's just a Hechetimsi, it's a separate entity. But it might be a means for the Isser, but it's a separate entity. There you say it's considered Allah Hashem will nice. So there's not Hashem. Nachnu et kadamnu yafeh. Ve'ani mekaveh. Shlanu od derech aruka. Shnachnu et kadem v'nireh. Od ve'od nif'od mitumat Hashem. Ani mudeh lechem me'od me'od she'ezantem. U'b'li neder anachnu namshich shalom shalom.